Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And now we'd like to introduce to you Braden Rex Johnson, who is a best-selling cookbook author, a regular contributor to Pacific Northwest, also the Seattle Times Sunday Magazine, and a columnist for Wine Press Northwest. Braden is here today to talk about Five More Minutes With .com. So good morning, Braden.
Good morning to you both.
We found this by accident. I can't remember how, or maybe you emailed us, but it was so touching. Rochelle cries really easily.
I love Rochelle for that.
She really does.
Thank you, Braden.
I wish I could cry more. I think I've had a harder life, so I've closed down, you know, but she really...
Do you think that's what
it absolutely.
That's not good, Pam. You need to let that stuff out.
I know.
You don't keep that bottled up.
I know. It's not a good thing, but Rochelle gets it all out.
Ooh, maybe we can do it on
so
the air.
That'd be good.
Thursday, her birthday. That's what we'll do.
Perfect.
So when we were looking at this, Rochelle was tearing up because it's, tell us a little bit about why, what this is and why you started, because it is such a fabulous idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. It was inspired by my mother and our cat. And my mother and our cat died within 1 year of each other. Also, as well, my husband's parents. And so we went through this really rough year, and I think a lot of us who are of a certain age can kind of relate to that. It seems like things come and hit you all at once, and we were just so busy in our regular lives, we didn't ever have time to grieve these huge and monumental losses in our lives. And so about three, four months ago, we were sitting at Cafe Campania in the Pike Place Market, one of our favorite places, and since I'm a food and wine writer, that's a very important part of our lives, and we were drinking a bottle of Merceau, and Chardonnay always makes me a little weepy and dopey. And so I looked at my husband. I said, I would give almost anything to spend five more minutes with my mother. Aww. And I would tell her that I love her and that she was right about my father after she was gone. And also my mother was a compulsive hidden hoarder, which I didn't find out till after she died. And so she died with all these deep, dark secrets, and I would just love to have five more minutes to explore that with her. And then my darling husband of 28 years said, looked at me straight in the eyes. He said, I would give almost anything to have five more minutes with Bobo, to hold him in my arms. And so I'm getting all emotional, too, right now.
Me
but,
too.
But, you know, it was just, it was one of these, like, moments in your life that you'll just never forget. So we went home. We had another bottle of wine. And by the end of the night.
That always helps, I have to say.
I have to say, that's where the ideas come from, that bottle of wine.
That's true.
Vino
Veritas and all that bit.
You what?
We came home, and you know, I was brushing my teeth, and I said, "There's something here. It's kind of like Twitter. It's kind of like social networking. It's kind of all these things we're all doing right now,
mm-hmm.
you know."
Right.
And so the next day, I emailed my web designer, who's this brilliant guy in Massachusetts, young guy, really in touch with the pulse of all this phenomenon that's happening right now, the so-called new media. And he was intrigued, and he said, I think you have something here. I wish I'd had this idea myself. It's going to go viral, get every domain name you can get, you know, that's like five more minutes with my aunt, uncle, pet, you know, horse, cat, dog, blah, blah. So I did. I have like 72 domain names now. I went a little crazy, I'll admit. But, you know, we got a PR guy. We got a search engine optimization guy. We got the web guy. I mean, it's kind of like we just jumped on this idea, and that's where we are now.
So, and how's it going?
It's going well. Right off the bat, I got some of the most moving stories, mainly from my friends who mostly happen to be professional writers. So,
Well, that's nice.
That's a nice start. Well, you had a Mother's Day contest, so talk about that.
Okay, so we had a Mother's Day contest, and we got the word out like on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And we ended up, it was so interesting, our winner is actually from Fraser, British Columbia, so kind of our neighbor to the north, and we love Canadians. And so her name's Danielle Christopher, and here's her poem, if you want me to read it.
Yes, please.
Okay. The title is My Mother Is. A mother is unconditional in her love. I learned that with my mother. A mother is patient. I learned that from my mother. A mother is sharing anything she has. I learned that from my mother. A mother is always there to listen. I learned that from my mother. A mother is there when I shed a tear. I learned that when my mother was gone. A mother is in my daughters. I gave that to my mother. I would give every penny I ever had since you died 25 years ago so I could have five more minutes with you. I hope you're enjoying your grandchildren wherever you are. Love and miss you every hour.
Oh, that's
isn't that
pretty.
Powerful?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And so for that, she won a keepsake wooden box of fairy tale brownies.
Oh, nice.
Which I think is nice because it's kind of the keepsake idea. And these are really good brownies, too, so I can vouch for that. So so we'll run a Father's Day contest.
What are you going to do for Father's Day, then? The same thing? We have to write a Father's Day poem?
You have to, well, not a poem. It can be, I mean, it certainly can be a poem. It can be a story. Mm-hmm. I love getting photos. My web designer said this is a very visual site, and to actually see the people that people are writing about, I think, is a very powerful and moving thing, too. So
it's true.
If you have a photo, that's great. If not, that's okay. Just send the story. And there's always been a question about the word length on this. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've written these that are 50 words, so like 3-4 sentences. Mm-hmm. And then I've gotten stories that are 1,500 words. Mm. So long that I actually broke that particular story into 5 segments, and we ran it like a serial. So it was wonderful because for like a week and a half, we had the segments of this long, long, long story, and you just built. It just built up until this final beautiful piece where the writer went out with her father and they walked, and she realized how much he really loved her. And it was, again, very moving.
Braden, don't you think that we, by reading these stories, we might learn some lessons, mm-hmm. too? Because everyone has a story, mm-hmm. of someone they've lost. They all have a story. Right. But things that we might learn about people that now are currently alive that maybe we could do differently, mm-hmm. before they do pass by reading these stories.
Oh, I think that's a brilliant, you know, a brilliant observation. Certainly a part of all this. People seem to really enjoy going on and reading this, even though it can be sad. And I do think part of it is they are learning perhaps how to deal with their own grief.
Absolutely.
I had one old friend of mine from high school who's actually a clinical psychologist in Maryland now, and I sent him the site and everything, and he just said, this is wonderful because people in America simply don't know how to grieve.
It's very
true.
Well,
you don't even get time off work. I remember when I was in corporate America, somebody would die, and we'd go, okay, well, you could have 3 days off. You know, and it'd be like, you know, for your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, whatever, cousin, aunt, and then you weren't getting paid.
Yeah. Then back on the job,
which is really wrong. We really don't allow people any
grieving.
And everybody, I want to say, everybody grieves differently.
That's true.
People want to be back busy. Some people don't. But we as a society should allow them, mm-hmm. to pick whatever it is they need. But we love what you've done. We love the idea of
it. I love this. I really do. And I think, you know, what Pam said is that you can get some ideas as to maybe how you treat the loved ones that are still here.
I love that. Let's, mm-hmm. be nice to everybody while we're all still together and be, you know, loving and tell the secrets now, because once somebody's gone, you can't ask them or tell them or find out what they really meant.
I like that. When there's secrets like that, that's so amazing that you found that out and didn't know that. It's amazing that parents, and I think we try to protect our children. That's partly why we may keep secrets. But I think this is really great. So we want to let everyone know 5moreminuteswith.com.
Thank you. Come visit, and I love your stories. And thank you. You're my first radio interviewer, so I really appreciate it.
Well, look at us.
You did a great job, Braden. You brought us to tears. You brought me to tears, so that was a good thing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot,
all
Braden.
Right. Take good care. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.